Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is June 19th, 2019. 6/19/19. I believe it's Wednesday. And we're here to talk about everything that goes on affecting you, the markets, your money, the future, and quite all the points in between. Hope you're having a good day. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archived. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button. Or Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary, articles we post. If you like to hear what you're doing, press the money management button. Press the subscribe button to get our notes direct to you. And, of course, the ever-popular over-the-top email service, convictionleaders.com, 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 right there at GaryK.com. All right. In no particular order, Trump did a speech last night, said nothing different. But I must tell you again, place was just a-rockin'. It's the only way I can put it. The place was a-rockin'. Today, the Fed, all right, last quarter we had 3% GDP, unemployment rate is in the threes, oil prices have come down markedly recently, giving what amounts to a real good tax cut to the consumer and business. The 10-year yield is at 2.029%, giving mortgages to people at very cheap levels. Did you hear all that? Why do I bring that up first and foremost? All that good news. All that good news. From Jay Powell today from the Fed. Participants see a stronger case for rate cuts and sees better case for accommodation, which means, yes, they are going to lower rates at the end of July. Let me repeat this. Unemployment in the threes. GDP was in the threes last quarter. Oil prices sinking. 10-year yield at 2.03. Oh, and by the way, our large cap indices are near the highs. Yet they say at 2.5%, they're going to cut rates. As you can see, I'm speechless. Because those numbers, interest rates should be 5 and 6%. Yet they're cutting rates. Why would they do that? Oh, that's right. They must be listening to that handsome and buff guy Gary Kaltbaum on his radio show when he says that you better keep the markets up, because back in December, markets were not only getting cheese, but so was credit. If credit tightens up, that's it. Interest rates spike, that's it. Your debt and deficits that you enable spike, and all hell breaks loose. We've got to prevent that. So even though, anyway, I equate everything we are seeing, ladies and gentlemen, you live in a beautiful mansion. A beautiful 6-bedroom, 5-bath with a movie theater room, 5-car garage on an acre and a quarter, on the golf course or on the water, a big island kitchen, a beautiful freeform pool with big barbecue, and it's great. But little do the owners know that a crap load of termites are eating away at that beautiful house. And that was 2 years ago. And another 2 years, add more trillions and trillions of debt, trillions and trillions of deficits, more and more leverage in the system, the termites. That's what I believe is going on. But in the meantime, our job is for markets. I can sit here for hours shredding and ripping the stuffings out of these people that I still don't know how we're able to get the power that they have, in that people that have never run business, have only been in government, have the power to print trillions of trillions of dollars, take rates down to zero, go negative rates, buy up markets. I don't know how we ever got there. But we are certainly there. And they're doing everything in their power to prevent those termites from really rotting away at that foundation. Now, I'm not Orkin, but I do know at a given point in time, the more termites you have, the bigger trouble you may have. So as usual, we'll see how it plays out. We will continue to identify markets for you, leadership, laggardship, and all that other caca that we do. Simple as that. We know people that have been bearish since the big flood of 42. And refuse to pay attention to markets because they know better. We watch markets. And when time's up, we think we'll know. Now, we don't predict here on markets. I have no idea where the market's going to be a month, 3 months, a year from now, even though plenty of people tell you. But I must tell you, I actually have in my mind some sort of, not a prediction, some sort of real climactic move in the markets now based on what I just told you. And we'll let you know if that starts happening. But we have markets at highs, unemployment in the threes, GDP in the threes last quarter, oil prices sinking, 10-year yield almost at 2%. And they say there's a case for cutting rates. So pay attention This could be an interesting next few months. As always, price will dictate our words and our deeds. And we'll worry about the rest as it shows up. But man, oh man, oh man, I am a studier of history. We continue to break history. Up next on The Edge, full market wrap. Movers of the day, all that stuff today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I want to mention one more thing that has absolutely nothing to do with the markets or your money, but something that hits me. Elections have consequences. Local, state, federally. And of course, locally you have 435 districts where Congress people win to become congressmen or congresswomen, and they're supposed to represent their districts. And yes, they do get to vote on many important things, bills and stuff like that. And we have some good ones and not so good ones. And we have some morons and we have bigger morons. And remember, we don't take many people to task except people in that are running this country. It's bad enough that Miss Ocasio-Cortez screwed her own state and city by going out front and preventing and stopping Amazon for opening a headquarters in Long Island City. Where they say 40,000 jobs lost. I say 100,000 minimum. You get an Amazon there, it's a magnet. That's number one. It's bad enough that she came out with a farce, a comedy act, an imbecilic, moronic, doofus-like, they try to say first it was a bill, then it wasn't a bill, and it was just ideas. The Green New Deal. You ever take your dog out for a walk and he takes a number two? Well, that's what that was. Proposing, and it was in there. Airline travel. That it was in there. We've got to stop the airline travel. Cows and meat. All cars. Except the electric kind, which, by the way, uses up a lot of carbon. And I can go on and on of the moronic, imbecilic stupidity. She's now comparing our detention centers to concentration camps. And here's the amazing part about it. She gets hit over the head. And you would think you take a step back. You know what? My rhetoric was too harsh. I'm moving on. I'm sorry. No, she's fighting back. And here's the other amazing part about it. A bunch of liberal Jews are backing her only because she's a Democrat. If Trump would have said it, holy crap, would they be giving him a colonoscopy and castrate him at the same time? But no, because she's on our side. And then she made this excuse, Oh, but she, but look at the definition. But she also used the term never again, which is a well-known term about the Holocaust. I've been to Auschwitz. I've been to Terezin. In Auschwitz, you go through the barracks, and they have like memorials there, and you walk in, and one of the rooms has mounds and mounds and mounds of hair from the dead. Another one of those rooms had eyeglasses. Another one of those rooms had toothbrushes, toothpaste, nail files. Another one of those rooms had suitcases with people's names and dates on it. Another one of those rooms, all other belongings. Where they kept them in the bitter cold, 0 degrees many a time. They slept on cold concrete in the dark. As you walk outside, there's something called the wall of death. They line you up and just shoot you. Starvation, torture, massive death, experimentation on people. And this woman still refuses to back away, even though places like Yad Vashem, go look it up, all kinds of Jewish museums, just asking her to just back away. No. This woman is one of the 435 votes this country has. This moronic, imbecilic, doofus-like, immature, egomaniacal, and she still doesn't get it. And she still doesn't get it. And she still doesn't get it. NBC News does an op-ed. She was right to compare Trump's border internment camps to concentration camps. Oh, excuse me. It came from, NBC Opinion. These people are schmucks. If a Republican or somebody in the left said this, they would be skewered up the wazoo. You can tell I have a little bit of passion on this one. The media sucks. They've lost all semblance of order because they hate this man so much. They hate one party so much, they will just drop all the way into the ground on stupidity. Thanks for putting up with that. She has 4.4 million followers. I got 35,000. Up next on the Edge, full market wrap, I promise. Much more. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
America is talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
the Market Wrap is brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great markets timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with proprietary indicators of his own. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. All over the map. When Powell did his thing, they said blah, 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 and then they said, you know, we're looking to lower rates. And then he did a press conference, which I refuse to watch. Just a bunch of crap. Now, I'm going to give you the final numbers, but there's more than meets the eye on the final numbers. Dow only up 38. In the Dow, Boeing was down 5 today. Was up 5 at one time, finished down 5. 3M down 1. DuPont down 1. On the upside, American Express up 1. Disney up 1.5. Travelers up 1. United Health up 4. Those managed care stocks are repairing themselves. Visa up about a 1.5. S&P up 8. NASDAQ 33. NASDAQ 132. Small caps only up a smidge. Transports up 20. Advanced declines, not bad. But for me, there's another story here, and I want you to listen up. Adobe reports earnings and guides down. It was up 14 today. Shopify up 22. They had one of their conferences today. Trade Desk up 6, Mercado Libre up 18, Coupa Software up 4, Mongob, that MDB, up 7, Paycom up 3, VeriSign up 3, Atlassian, symbol Team, up 3, Twilio up 4, HubSpot up 4. A lot of leaders setting up very well here now, ladies and gentlemen. There are a few that are already just out. That was a while ago. They're so extended, there's nothing you can do about them. I'm just letting you know. Pay attention to those leaders. Big time, pay attention to those leaders. You hearing me? Because with a pliant Fed, anything is possible. They're in software. A lot of software names. And there are a few others outside of them. Ulta Salon was down 3 and change today early, down to the 50-day, finished up 11. MKTX up 12. Get this list. Okta up 3, Roku up 2, Viva Systems up 2 and change. We don't give you these symbols and names out for our health. They are all setting up except a few that are just plain old extended. Also of note, new IPO to put on your screen, RVLV Revolve, up 6 today to 47. Got some press today. One other, symbol PSN, Parsons Corp. And they actually make money. The market is narrow. A ton of areas still yuck. We've given you all those areas throughout the weeks and months to avoid. Worst of being energy. And a lot of those retail names. Big box retail. We've told you the financials not hurting the market, but not helping the market. Underperforming. We've told you that the small caps underperform the large caps by a wide margin. The same for the transports. This is what we mean by very, very, very split tape. But I've been in markets that were very narrow, and the things that work got all the money, and they went en fuego. Not sure if we're seeing that now. Don't know. The SOX was up one today. Fundamentals bad. Better action off of the supposed China, this, that, and the other thing. But still trades below the 50-day moving average, but up above the 200-day. Needs work. So for some areas, it ain't sell in May and go away. Good charts in the Dow. Visa, Travelers. Travelers ridiculously extended. Walmart, Procter & Gamble, Merck, McDonald's, Coke, Johnson & Johnson, Home Depot, Disney, Cisco. Better, but not great. And American Express. United Health is trying to repair, and so is Boeing. Of course, there's plenty of bad stuff in the Dow. Intel, horror show. 3M, horror show. You know about Boeing. DuPont, horror show. Walgreens, double horror show. The big oils, Chevron, Exxon, eh. 3M, horror show. Nike, not so good. Goldman Sachs, bleh. J.P. Morgan, bleh. In the mega caps, Apple, eh, little better. Facebook, eh, little better. Alibaba, not so good. Google, not so good. Netflix, trying, held the 200-day. That's all I can give it. Tesla, gross, even though it's rallied up big here recently, like 25%, but it's still a 226 down from 380. So I'm doing this exercise for you right now to show you there's just a ton of stuff that if you're in the wrong stuff, you're getting wiped right now. Wiped! So don't get wiped. So much better day, at least for the growth areas today, than the Dow. So stay tuned. It's getting quite interesting. Tomorrow, Slack going public. It's not going to be an IPO. It's going to be a DPO. They're just putting it out there without the investment bankers. Looks like they're doing it at $26. $400 million in sales, $138 million loss. Everything coming out public right now. Big losses. Hell to pay when markets turn down. Enjoy them while markets are okay. By the way, the symbol on that, work. W-O-R-K. The company, Slack. Go look it up. You understand the exercise. We're just letting you know it's very split out there. If it broadens out, we'll let you know. If it thins out even more, we'll let you know. Stay tuned. And the goal, simple and narrow markets, is us to constantly tell you what ain't happening and what is happening. Because there's still a lot of ain't. And that ain't good if you own them. But the market now, until the end of July, trades on the bet, and a pretty damn good one. The futures market shows 100% Fed's cutting rates at the end of July. Can the markets get hit hard on that? I'm just going to give you a guess, but don't even buy into any guess when I say that. I don't know how they go down. But we'll see. Up next, more of this, that, and the other thing, and whatever else. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, yeah! Go.
Action!
Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. So I just want to be a little repetitive here in that we've watched the markets for a long time. And more importantly, when we weren't into the markets, we went back and studied them. We've studied how they acted in bull markets, how they acted in bear markets, what bond markets did, Fed policy. It is stunning. It is shocking that our central bank is going to lower rates from 2.5 down to 2.25 at the end of July, with big cap indices near their highs, with GDP last quarter was a 3.2, with the unemployment rate at a very low 3.8, with oil prices really helping out the consumer right now. Of course, it has to stay down. With the 10-year down at 2%, and they're going to lower rates. So everything I have said for years is coming to fruition. They're all just a bunch of easy money maniacs. And I hope I am wrong. I really do. About what happens at the end of this road. We've had easy money periods before. They've all created bubbles. And they've all ended in disaster. But they figured out this time we can keep it going by really going nuclear on the easy money and just never stop. When they tried stopping, you saw what happened in the last quarter of last year, which begs the question, how fragile is things? How fragile are things? Is that the better English? How fragile is it? Well, all this is happening under the umbrella, under the roof of $22 trillion of debt and counting, trillion-dollar yearly deficits and counting, first $500 billion of our tax dollars going to interest this year and counting, the European Central Bank having negative rates and saying they're going to lower rates even more, Japan the same. Both say they can print more money. China easing like a... They tell you what they're doing, but times it by five. Australia and India just lowered rates. And here's a little tidbit for you. Which, when I read it, was like, whoa. Yields. The 30-year bond in Switzerland, the 30-year, is negative. If you buy a German bond, a 30-year, you're paying them to hold your money. To loan them money, you're paying them. Germany and the Netherlands, they're negative at 15 years. Japan, Denmark, Austria, Finland, and Sweden, they're negative at 10 years. France and Belgium, 9 years. Slovakia, 8 years. And I got to mention Slovakia because I went to Bratislava on my last trip to Europe. Beautiful city. Ireland and Slovenia, 7 years. Spain, 6 years. Portugal, 5 years. Malta and Bulgaria, 3 years. Italy, 1 year. You can get 2% in Greece if you want to lend Greece 2%. Remember I told you yesterday I may think about doing a book? And I think I could get it done in 8 days. Take 8 weekend days or holiday. I'm going to do one. And it's all going to be on the facts that are staring us in the face and the trajectory that is going on. Brought to you by... And I'll name names, them in Washington and them in central banks. But in the meantime, we will continue to tell you what's working and what's not. And maybe we go to 50,000 Dow before all hell breaks loose. Maybe we go to 100,000 Dow. Maybe we top out tomorrow. We're just letting you know, we are going to be ready. And by the way, one little additional note. All the IPOs now, or let's say 9 out of a 10, are money losers. Another indication. That's now front and center in our work. So again, remember the credit card example. Have a great evening. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like we do. Simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Nighty night all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kultbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kultbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.